The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 43, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 23rd, 2012, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sva Yonishu Yata Jyoti Ekam Nana Pratiyate Yoninam Guna Vaishamyat Tata Atma Prakritau Stitaha Svayonishu Yata Jyotir Ekanana pratiyate Yoninanguna vaishamyat Tatatma prakritau stita Svayonishu yata jyotir Ekanana pratiyate Yoginam guna vaisham yat Tatatma prakritau stitaha Svayonishu In forms of wood Yata As Jyoti Fire Ekam one Nana differently Pratiyate is exhibited Yoninam of different wombs Gunavaisham yat from the different conditions of the modes. Tata so Atma the spirit soul Prakrita in the material nature Stitaha Situated. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As fire is exhibited in different forms of wood, so under different conditions of the modes of material nature, the pure spirit soul manifests itself in different bodies. Purport. It is to be understood that the body is designated. Prakriti is an interaction with the three modes of material nature. And according to these modes, someone has a small body and someone has a very large body. For example, the fire in a big piece of wood appears very big, and in a stick the fire appears small. Actually, the quality of fire is the same everywhere, but the manifestation of material nature is such that according to the fuel, the fire appears bigger and smaller. Similarly, the soul in the universal body, although of the same quality, is different from the soul in the smaller body. The small particles of soul are just like sparks of the larger soul. Their greatest soul is the super soul. But the super soul is quantitatively different from the small soul. super soul is described in the Vedic literature as a smaller, as the supplier of all necessities of the smaller soul, nityo nityanam. One who understands this distinction between the super soul and the individual soul is above lamentation and is in a peaceful position. When the smaller soul thinks himself quantitatively as big as the larger soul, he is under the spell of Maya, for that is not his constitutional position. No one can become the greater soul simply by mental speculation. The smallness or greatness of different souls is described in the Varaha Purana as Svangsha Vibhinangsha. The Svangsha soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Vibhinangsha souls are small particles, are eternally small particles, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaya Vangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The small living entities are eternally part and parcel, and therefore it is not possible for them to be quantitatively as great as the super soul. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatha Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vidamstra. So, one time there was a little potter boy, a little boy who made pots. And he had a desire to become very rich. So, he had made one pot and he was carrying it to the market. Dreaming of becoming a big, big multi-millionaire. So on the way, he took a little nap. He laid by the side of the road and took a nap. And in his dream, he took the pot to the market, he sold it, he made a very nice profit. He reinvested that money in by making even more pots, which he again took to the market and sold at a very nice profit. Give him even more money to invest in even more pots. So this way, in his dream, he became a huge multi-millionaire. From his pot business, and then he was thinking, now I will marry, and if my wife doesn't do what I say, I will give her a big kick. And with that kick, he, in his dream, he kicked the pot and broke it. And he woke up and the whole thing was finished, you see. He has no pot at all. He can't sell it anymore for anything. He's completely ruined, you see. So in this way, the mental speculators, you see, they want to dream that they are God. They take some impersonal philosophy, you see, that teaches that you are God. And they dream, yes, now I am God. In the yoga class they were having the students meditate like this. Now I am making the sunrise in the morning, I am making the sunset, is going on by my potency.
този йога клас учили следната медитация, сега аз правя така, че слънцето да
изгрее. In the yoga class, they were teaching the students to meditate like that.
И луната да изгрее, да се движат планетите. Така, така ги учили в този клас по йога.
I have also seen a book on Zen Buddhism. The same idea was there.
Също видях тази идея в една книга за Zen Buddhism.
When you see the perfection of Zen Buddhism, then the flowers bring a bloom in the spring because of you. You're making the flowers bloom.
Когато постигнеш съвършенство в Zen Buddhism, тогава пролетта и цветята разцъфват заради теб.
So it may sound very attractive. Oh wow, I get to be God. I think I like that idea.
Това може да звучи много привлекателно.
I'm the owner of everything, the controller of everything. So you're sitting there thinking you're God, but then all of a sudden you have to run to the toilet room, you see, because your bowels are screaming at you. So what kind of God are you?
You see,
your bowels are God. They're controlling you. So in this way, we have to intelligently analyze and realize that we are not God. The Mayavadis, they want to become God. But the Vaishnavas, their program is to become greater than God. Why become God? That's a very small position, you see. Become Vaishnava, that is very bigger position. Prabhupada explains in this way. Just like Mother Yashoda, she is chastising God. God is running away from her in fear of her whipping stick, you see. Or Arjuna, he is, God is acting as the chariot driver for Arjuna. So our philosophy is not to become God. Our philosophy is becoming greater than God. So how do you get that position of bringing God under your control? I mean, how is that possible you could bring God under your control? God is ajita, He is unconquerable. So how could he ever become conquered? Doesn't make sense, does it? But yet God becomes conquered. He becomes jita, or conquered by what? By the love of his devotees. Actually, Prabhupada explains an amazing lecture that I was hearing the other day. Everybody is glorifying him. Oh, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the greatest. Sometimes Krishna becomes disgusted. He wants somebody who will chastise him. So who will he allow to chastise him? Only his pure devotees, you see. We should not think, well, I will please Krishna by chastising him. That is called sahajism. We want to imitate the liberated souls. You cannot jump to that position just by your desire. You have to qualify yourself. But the desire to be qualified like that, it's a very nice desire. But you have to know the method of how to achieve it. As Prabhupada said in Los Angeles, whatever service, do whatever service you're given. That's the way to do it. Whatever order your spiritual master gives you, whatever order your local leaders give you, you follow that very faithfully. Because by doing that, you'll become completely purified. And in this way, you can we conquer God in the due course of time.
По този начин с течение на времето можем да покорим Бога.
When you totally give yourself to Krishna, Krishna will totally give himself to you.
Когато ти напълно дадеш себе си на Кришна, Кришна ще ви ще ти създаде напълно.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Има ли някакви въпроси?
Искам да питам, когато такава ситуация няма по-старши преламдари. Нали с духовни учител е добре, обаче, примерно, веднъж месечно може да пишеш само писмо и там. Има ли някакъв проблем, понеже съм чул, че трябва да има общуване с равни, с по-старши. Това физическото присъствие, дали е проблем? Дали човек може да се възгради, това ми е също.
Ако няма по-старши,
да се... Да, до него, който да го наблюдава.
In a situation if there is no senior or equal devotees to us, and we can, for example, write to our spiritual master once a month, but in this situation, isn't there danger that we may become proud, and if there is no one senior to us to correct us around us?
If one is a spiritual leader and he doesn't have any equals or superiors around to chastise him and keep him down, keep him, his false ego from flaring up, and he can only write his spiritual master once a month, well, try writing the spiritual master more than once a month then. You can write the spiritual master every day, especially in some ways in a leadership position like that, and they need support. The spiritual master would give them priority. They won't have to wait in the queue with 500 other devotees for an email. They'll be elite status. They'll get bumped to the top of the queue. Such emails will be answered immediately. So you should, if you have difficulty, you write it as often as you need to. Even if every day you write, it's okay. Because you're the leader there, you have no equals or you have no superiors. So you have to make so many decisions, how to guide people, etc., etc., etc. So it's good that you write as often as necessary, even once or twice a day. Just consider that I was actually there, how much you would consult with me. You can do the same thing now by email.
Присъствах лично, колко пъти ще се консултираш с мен, може да прави също и по имейл.
Take advantage, your spiritual master is on the planet right now.
Възползвай се, докато духовният учител е на планетата.
Someday he will not be on the planet.
Някой ден той няма да е вече на планетата.
So take advantage of Prabhupada's representative who's on the planet right now.
Така че възползвай се от присъствието на представителя на Прабхупад, докато е на планетата.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
What is forgiveness in the relationship between people, and when we should not forgive?
Forgiveness means that you don't hold anything against them. Kshama, it's one of the qualities of a Vaishnava. And when you should not forgive, there's no time when you should ever not forgive. That is Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is an ocean of forgiveness. Vaishnava is an unlimited ocean of forgiveness. How much Prabhupada has had to tolerate our offenses? How much he has forgiven us? You can't even conceive of how offensive we are to Prabhupada.
колко много ни е прощавал Той. Ние не можем да си представим колко оскърбителни сме били към.
But yet he mercifully keeps us here in his movement.
Но Той милостиво ни държи тук в това движение.
So you should be as kind as you should try to be as kind as forgiving as Prabhupada.
Ти трябва да станеш толкова прощаващ, колкото и Прабхупада бил.
That's what it means to be a true granddaughter of Prabhupada. You should be as kind and as forgiving as Srila
Prabhupada.
Even you are the true granddaughter of Prabhupada. Next question.
С няколко думи просто чул съм различни отговори на този въпрос, но искам да чудя за разликата между карма йога и карма йога Кришна съзнание. Каква е разликата?
I have heard many answers to this question, but I would like to hear your opinion about what is the difference between karma yoga and karma yoga in Krishna consciousness.
Karma yoga means Krishna consciousness.
Karma yoga означава Krishna съзнание.
Karma means act. And yoga means to offer the fruit of all of your acts to Krishna.
Карма означава действие, йога означава да предложим всички действия на Кришна.
So there's no such thing as karma yoga without Krishna consciousness.
Няма такова нещо като карма йога без Кришна съзнание.
Yoga means Krishna consciousness, yoking with God.
Йога означава Кришна съзнание, свързване с Бога.
Now there is a difference between karma and karma yoga.
Има разлика между карма и карма йога.
But there's no such thing as a difference between karma yoga without Krishna consciousness and karma yoga with Krishna consciousness. If there's no Krishna consciousness, it's karma, it's not karma yoga. If there is Krishna consciousness, if it's karma yoga, then Krishna consciousness is there. Karma means you act and enjoy the fruits of your work for your own sense gratification. That's karma.
Карма означава да работиш и да се наслаждаваш на плодовете от дейностите си.
Karma yoga means you act and offer the fruit of your results, the fruit of your works to Krishna. That is karma yoga.
Карма йога означава да работиш и да предложиш плодовете на труда си на Кришна. Това е карма йога.
Но в Бхагавад-гита има две глави, които са заглавени. Едната е карма йога, другата е карма йога на Кришна съзнание. Какво е наложило така да бъде?
But in the Bhagavad-gita there are two chapters that have these names. The third chapter is karma yoga and the fifth is karma yoga in Krishna consciousness. Why there is such distinction?
So why in the Bhagavad-gita it makes such a distinction? I'd have to look in the Bhagavad-gita and see.
Трябва да погледна Бхагавад-гита и да видя.
Where is the Bhagavad Gita?
Има ли Bhagavad Gita на английски?
So the question is why chapter 3 is called Karma Yoga and chapter 5 is Karma Yoga Action in Krishna Consciousness. It's interesting if that's the title that you're seeing is only a shortened form of the title. If you look at the very end of the chapter, Prabhupada gives the full title of that third chapter, which is Karma Yoga or Discharging One's Prescribed Duty in Krishna Consciousness.
Интересното е, че карма йога, това е съкратеното название на главата. Ако погледнеш на края на главата, пише...
Karma yoga is an abbreviated form of the title.
Пълното заглавие всъщност е карма йога или как човек да изпълнява...
The full title is...
...предписан дълг в Кришна съзнание.
The full title is Karma yoga or discharging one's prescribed duty in Krishna consciousness. So, chapter 5, then, karma yoga. Let's see if there's a long form of that. No. So chapter 5 is action in Krishna consciousness, and chapter 3 is performing one's prescribed duty in Krishna consciousness. That's the actual title. So this confirms what I said. Chapter 3 and chapter 5 are both Krishna consciousness.
И трета и пета глава касаят Кришна съзнание.
So our time is up, the little thing's going to go off and in that 30 seconds. Jai. Shishi Radharamadara ki jai. Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.